I'm Paul Wigraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today is the President and CEO of the Music School of Delaware, Kate Ransom. Welcome, Kate.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
I'm so glad you're here. We're doing this after your fall season has already gotten started, but you have such an incredibly active year with programming, with classes, with activities that there's always a lot to talk about. For our listeners that aren't familiar with you as much, just give us a little bit of background about the music school. I mean, you really are you're a model, and you have some characteristics about you that are unique to music schools, community music schools.
That's true. So the Wilmington Music School and the Delaware Music School in Milford, Delaware, became the Music School of Delaware when the two organizations came together in around 2007. So one of the unique things about that is that created a statewide service delivery model for lessons, classes, and ensembles. And that is unique in the United States. There are hundreds of community art schools, many, many, many community music schools, a lot of them that are independent schools like the Music School of Delaware. None of them are statewide, and it's one of the advantages of being in a small state. We can actually create a model where we can deliver lessons, classes, and ensembles throughout the state. We also serve people in Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Now, and your two base sites, your original site, in here in Wilmington, and then the Milford site, which had been the Delaware Music School, although you recently moved into a new facility down in Milford.
We did. 1 year ago, we renovated a new site on Walnut Street, right in the heart of Milford. We had been in a site down the street in Milford, and we wanted to stay in the center of the city. So we're delighted with our new space. We were able to renovate it with help from the community, from the city of Milford, and from the state of Delaware. Together, individuals and government agencies and foundations provided the funding for us to renovate what was an architect firm. So we now have a really suitable space there with a nice performance space that we'll be using in just a couple of days with our Autumn Music Magic faculty concert at the Milford branch of our school on October 23rd. So we want to be a thriving, active school throughout the state. We deliver over 100 performances both at our two branches and at outreach locations around the region. So we are a pretty significant performing presence throughout the region, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the satellite operations. You have the facilities in Wilmington and Milford, but you also reach out into several other communities throughout the state.
We certainly do, and there's a couple of ways we do that. And one is our satellite locations, where more limited programming is offered, but that allows people more convenience to reach the satellites that are in Dover, Pike Creek. We have one in Lewis. We have a new one in Hockessin that's just been running a couple of years. And we have one in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. So that's one way that we are addressing the issues of people not having to commute and their busy lives. Mm-hmm. The other thing we do is we partner with about 17 elementary and preschools, and we deliver our early childhood music program. And the Music School of Delaware has really a standard-setting program that is based in the early childhood learning theory. So essentially, children are learning and developing and growing using music as a medium for that. We reach 1,000 children, and that's through that program, and close to half of those are considered underserved populations. So this is a very important outreach that the school delivers, and it helps us, again, get past the barriers of transportation or availability of parents to bring students. And that way we can partner in neighborhoods and in inner city locations and, again, reach people in a more convenient, accessible way.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that you've also been doing some work through the Milford branch in the Capital School District.
Yes, this is our second year, and we've been thrilled to be the partner with the Capital School District to start a strings program in the Capital School District. The enrollment in that program has already increased significantly, And we think this is not only a great program for Capital School District, but hopefully a wonderful model where we can partner with other school districts to provide excellence in music education and something that is not possible to happen just through the public school system at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Now, your range of teachers is phenomenal. I was looking at the list on your website, which, by the way, is musicschoolofdelaware.org.
Correct.
And it's just an incredibly impressive list of musicians that are in the Delaware Symphony. And also, if I'm not mistaken, they take advantage of both sites. Some of those teachers teach out of both the Wilmington site and the Milford site. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. We've actually created a faculty model that includes what we call core faculty positions. And that group of maybe 12 or 14 teachers out of our 90 teachers, they teach exclusively for the Music School of Delaware. And we are their primary professional teaching job. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, some of those teachers will teach at both locations. They may live closer to Milford or they may live closer to Wilmington, but they're willing to make the trip, and we obviously have a demand to meet in both those areas. Most of our faculty, they're all wonderful, very experienced, very seasoned teachers. They all have, you know, degrees in music or advanced degrees in music. They are an extraordinary resource for the community. And really, that's the heart of what we are. We're a music resource for the region, and we're a community of wonderful artists, teachers, composers, and performers. And our role is to be available so that people can experience music excellence, whatever it is that they want to pursue, mm-hmm. whatever level they are, whatever age they are.
Now, let's look at the flip side, your student population. What are the demographics there, the range in age, where they come from?
Well, we say that we deliver music excellence for everyone. And when you look at the list of who we serve in our student list, it is really literally people from every walks of life, all ages. Some of our students are in their 80s. Some of them are infants. But one interesting factoid is that we draw students from 185 public and private schools to the Music School of Delaware to pursue their personal musical goals.
That's amazing. How do you reach out? How do you market, for lack of a better word? I mean, how do you let people know about the availability of your instruction?
Well, we go on the radio.
Yeah.
But we try every means within our creative and strategic thinking and within the scope of our very limited marketing budget. We don't have big bucks for that. So we obviously take advantage of any kind of free listings that are available to us, and we are very, very conscientious about making sure our activities and events are posted there. We reach out through things like we have a kiosk at Christiana Mall near where the Target is there, and that is sort of a larger scale way of reaching people who are coming through Christiana Mall. We do take a limited run of radio advertising and a little bit of print media advertising. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we send a ton of emails. We use social media extensively at this point. But the best recommendation of all is the word of mouth from our families. Mm-hmm. The families and students, the adults who are enrolled at the school, when they tell a friend about it, when they say, oh, I just started taking the guitar, or my son is taking the flute, or whatever they might be pursuing, that is the best endorsement of all. Mm-hmm. Their experience with the individual instruction and our instructors, their dedication, their passion, and their experience, it's usually just a wonderful, wonderful magnet. And the Music School of Delaware is a place people come to pursue something that they love.
Mm-hmm.
So,
not only are you known for teaching excellence, but also for organizational management, governance excellence. You are – talk a little bit about the national accreditation that you have that is pretty unique for music schools.
Well, thank you, Paul. For one thing, I'd like to just mention, too, that we have a stellar board of directors. They are so smart and so dedicated and so generous with their time and their resources. They are dedicated to developing themselves as a board. And I've been at the school now. This is my 20th year. The board has just developed and developed and developed, stayed the course through the recession in such a wonderful way, continuing to do strategic planning, just incredibly dedicated. So that excellence of leadership, I think, starts at the top at the Music School of Delaware. Yes, national accreditation is something that I earnestly believe to be a great tool. And I believe that that is the primary purpose and benefit of seeking national accreditation. Accreditation, when it's handled in a global way, when you're really doing a 360-degree review, self-assessment, followed by an on-site assessment by outside visitors, it is an organizational way of pursuing excellence. So that is an important commitment for the school. Each time we've gone through this process, and we first attained national accreditation in 2004, and so our next cycle is actually coming up in 2020, and we're starting to prepare for it now. Mm-hmm. Each time you go through that as an organization, if it's employed in that comprehensive way, it is a means to say, hey, we're doing a great job at all these things, but we have a little soft spot here. We sure could improve that. And really, that's the same process as what we do as musicians or in the arts. We keep trying to get better.
Mm-hmm. And another feather in your cap is the, I think it was in 2010, the music school received a Governor's Award for the Arts.
We did. That was extremely gratifying to be recipient of the state's highest award in the arts. Mm-hmm. Quite an honor.
Yeah. Now, I'm intrigued. You mentioned you've been with the music school for 20 years. What have you seen change over those 20 years in terms of, student interest in lessons or parent? Sometimes it's more the parents' interest in lessons. Have you seen what sort of changes have you seen in the dynamics in, you know, attracting people and what I don't know if what's been going on in public schools. You know, there's that perception that there's less music and art available. Have you noticed shifts in dynamics?
Well, of course, the landscape is always changing in what is able to be delivered through the public schools. We at the Music School of Delaware would like to see every public school have a robust arts program and a robust music program. We consider ourselves to be the partner in that effort. And we are a place where a student who has maybe a more passionate, intense interest might want to come for private lessons. And of course, if they get better quicker than some of the other kids who aren't taking private lessons, they bring that back to the school and strengthen their ensembles at the school. Unfortunately, the landscape does change a lot. And so there are ebbs and flows to the availability of the arts through public education. The Music School of Delaware has been a constant since 1924. And now we are a constant in the state. And so there is a place to go for every student. The school has transformed in many, many ways over the past two decades, and the world has as well. So the means of communicating with families and the general public have really been transformed in the last two decades. The use of social media, the use of email has now become the primary way to reach people, not an alternative way. So we've had to grow and change as an organization with that. Our programming has expanded remarkably. We started the Suzuki Academy, which now has 110 families in it. That's now in its 11th year. The Delaware Youth Symphony Orchestra started more recently and now has about 70 kids in it and has taken a tour overseas. These are really important and singular programs in the state and actually in the region. So we are looking at where we can meet demand and create distinctions for the school through meeting those demands. The school has a great heritage of excellence, and that standard has been sustained. It was established in the very beginning of the school, when for the first 30 years of the school, we shared the same string faculty as the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. So right away, that was established, and we maintain that to this very day. But programming-wise, we're giving way, way more public performances and letting the public know about them. Our student recitals that happen every month, our ensemble programs such as the Wilmington Community Orchestra and our wonderful Delaware Women's Chorus. There are not really comparable organizations to the scope of what is offered by the Music School of Delaware.
And I know for a fact that there have been events where the governor has tapped the Music School of Delaware for musicians to appear at some of the governor's events. I know some an event he had at Buena Vista this last year. So,
I think we'll be at the Delaware Day.
Right.
Event.
Yes. Yeah. That, I think that was the event. Yeah. That's correct. So, yeah. As a parent of former music students, a parent of children who were not students at the music school, but they went through the public school music programs. You hear the term student recital, and you're not sure what you're necessarily going to get, but I've been to your student recitals, and the caliber of students coming out of the music school is really quite phenomenal. So between the student recitals, the faculty recitals, there's so much that you offer for the general public beyond those who are just students at the school. Could you speak to the expansion of musical genres over time? I mean, I've seen just a tremendous growth in what offerings the music school has.
Yeah, well, I think always embedded within the programs of the school have been popular forms of music. So even back in the 30s when accordion bands were all the rage, the music school had a big program of accordion bands. Mm-hmm. And we were very central to the development of the jazz legacy in Wilmington. So in the 60s and into the 70s, we had a very primary role, and we were really one of the movers in jazz prospering in our area. Today, about 10 years ago, we started what we call the studio, rock, jazz, and folk at the Music School of Delaware. And it encompasses a lot of different genres, a lot of different instruments, folk instruments, electric guitar, rock instruments. We have rock bands. We have rock combos. We do a jam it session and an open mic night now about once a month. So there's a lot for everyone.
Now, I'm looking at your performances listings on your website. I'm seeing cultural crossroads. You've talked about some of the different ensembles. You've talked about the studio, rock, jazz, and folk. The Classical Cafe, what are some of these programs that are available to the public?
Well, that just speaks to the variety of what we offer. So the Cultural Crossroads, Chris Braddock, our head of our guitar department, he arranges these creative programs several every year. The one that opens this season is called the Sights, Sounds, and Flavors of the 1930s. So this one is actually devoted to an era of music. And we also expand sometimes into cuisine and other let's say, aspects that mark a certain era. In this case, Toll House chocolate chip cookies came into being in the 1930s. So there's going to be let's make some chocolate chip cookies in addition to the music. But the Cultural Crossroads, over its 10 years of programming, it has spanned probably almost every culture across the globe, whether it's the music of Asia, the Middle East. We have done almost everything, and it varies a lot. The two cafes, the Classical Cafe in Wilmington on Saturday mornings and the Maspillion Cafe, which we've just started in Milford, Delaware, those are topical talks. Usually that's going to be coffee and donuts at the Saturday morning one in Wilmington. The one coming up in November, it's called Pastries and Music or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so our branch director, who is a phenomenal violinist, Amos Fayette, he's going to be giving a little talk about what it's like to have a career in music, and people will enjoy some pastries and coffee. So there's a lot of variety. A lot of everything is very nominally priced, so if there is a ticket price, and a lot of these programs, like all of our student programs, they're mostly for free, but it'll be a nominal ticket price, like $5 or $10 for a ticket. And anyone who's enrolled at the school is given the option to get complimentary tickets as part of their educational program.
Hmm. So just an incredibly wide array of programming for the public, a vast array of opportunities for instruction and learning. I'm curious, for the range of students that you teach, we've got about a minute left. What is the range of the outcomes? They don't all become professional musicians, but what is the value of a music education for those? It's obvious for those who do become professional musicians, but for those who don't, what is the value of a musical education?
Right. Yes, a small percentage every year go on to study music at the college level and become performing artists or go into the field of music. But for the most part, it's people who simply enjoy learning an instrument or singing. They enjoy getting better at something. They enjoy the beauty of music and musical expression, or the experience of playing together in an ensemble with others to make music. So the joy of music and the love of music is inherent in whether you're going to go off and to become a professional or whether you're going to become an audience member of the mm-hmm. future, mm-hmm. an arts supporter of the future. Mm-hmm. If you're a little bit more educated and informed and experienced at doing something, just like if you've tried to play a sport, when you go and listen to someone who's doing it at an extremely advanced and excellent level, your appreciation of it is all the deeper.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kate Ransom, I'm so glad we had this chance to talk today. Thanks for joining us, representing the Music School of Delaware with a really exciting series of programs coming up. Check out musicschoolofdelaware.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.